here, but I'm from here, but I'm from everywhere, and Maine's got the best beer. Thank you, dear.
Cheers.
Cheers. Woo!
Hey there, Amanda here, and welcome to episode 110 of Great Beer Adventure. This is my I Love Maine episode. I don't know if you guys can tell or not, but I do. I love Maine craft beer. And one amazing person from the beer scene, or at least because of the beer scene, we met is Heidi. Heidi's back on the mic. Hi, Heidi.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola, amigos. How goes it?
Really good enunciation.
Yeah.
Enunciation?
Because I kind of like aloha as well.
Oh, so you just kind of put them together.
Yeah. I feel like it covers good grounds.
Yeah. So most episodes in the background, you hear bars.
Clanking.
Clanking. Sheep.
Sheep?
Know? Yeah, we've had sheep.
Oh.
That was like back on episode 6, 7, 8, somewhere in there.
But interesting.
Yeah. There was a cricket and a seagull too.
Then. Brooks, rivers, brooks. I like a brook, like a light trickly brook.
I don't think we've ever had a brook.
Oh my goodness,
we should do and that now sometime.
Yeah, it's never too late.
Never too late. Today's different. Today you hear children. So the reason being, there are children here. We are at home, and therefore there will be children in the background. I thought this would be a great episode to actually record from my home because. Episode 110, lots of episodes, and it's time to take a little bit of a break.
A little breather.
A little bit, yeah. We've got the holidays coming up. We've got children that have missed their mother because I've gone a lot these days. So it's break time.
That's good. Everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
Just a little break.
Just a little.
Nothing crazy.
No. I definitely will be gone through the new year. So, I mean.
Through the new year? Like throughout the whole new year?
No, not the whole of 2018, but like through into 2018. You know, you've got Halloween and Thanksgiving, then Christmas, and then New Year's Eve.
Right.
And then you got to get up to the ski mountain with the kids. They've only been a couple times. So we'll do that. And yeah, that's the plan for the next few months here is to actually take a little bit of a break. Now, there may be some little bonus episodes every once in a while, so don't delete us from your feed.
Like a treasure.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Magical little treasure. If you're subscribed, you got it. Otherwise.
What's the car on Back to the Future?
The DeLorean.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're going to come screaming into 2018 ready for your new episodes, just yeah. Like the DeLorean traveling through time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. It's going to be great. But I thought before we take a break, I should say thank you. Thank you to the beer industry here in Maine and much further at this point.
Yeah. You should take a sip.
Yes,
actually.
Today we're having
cheers
to the beer industry.
Cheers and cheers.
Yeah. We're drinking an Epiphany, which is a good, solid Maine choice. Definitely in the hazy New England IPA style of things. But yeah, Foundation is definitely a friend of show.
Yeah, they crush it.
They're
definitely doing a great job.
And I just think that it's important to just say, just really, it's just been so amazing to be able to come in and talk to people. 110 episodes. There are so many people that I have chatted with.
It's great. All the people are willing to take time to do that, both you and them. You know, it's been some good stuff. A lot of good listens for sure.
Thanks.
Yeah.
The thing that I always say is that I'm so shocked, like, what the power of a microphone can do. I can go in and I can say to Nathan Sanborn, hi, I'd like to talk to you about water for about an hour. Is that okay? And it was a great conversation. It was really interesting. If you haven't heard it, if this is your first time listening, go back and listen. There's some really good stuff in there. The show has changed a few times, but there's still some really good, like the format changed, but not the fact that there's some really great people that had come on and talked to me. And then if you've been here since the beginning, the middle, or just for a little while, thank you. Thank you so incredibly much for just letting me have a moment of your earbud space. I really...
That's a lot of space.
That is a lot of space. And I really appreciate it. It's crazy that a minivan driving mom from Maine can go out and talk to people about beer and others will listen. Especially yeah, when your voice sounds kind of like Minnie Mouse.
No, so. It doesn't. And you have a lot of great episodes that have incredible information. They're really informative, educational, but they're funny. You've interviewed some great people. There's definitely
there's some really good people out there. And, you know, I kind of like the humor. I feel like I have a hard time with stuff being too dry. Except ciders. I like ciders extraordinarily dry.
We could pause and just chug the beers, and that'll totally up the game.
Absolutely. But instead, why don't I just say why I think the best beer is in Maine, and you say why you think the best beer is in Maine, and then we'll let all of the people that we have talked to before tell you why they think the best beer is in Maine, and then we'll just sit back and drink the best beer. How's that sound?
Let's do it.
All right. So for me, it's got to be the people. The people are just so passionate and creative. And we have so many breweries here, but they all work so well together. And they're different from each other. Like, no one can come in and be the next anyone else because you wouldn't make it, you know? And I just think that that's really... really amazing. And they're just so kind and they're willing to share their passion. And the collaboration, I'm getting really geeky right now about collaboration. I've got Beer Weeks coming up in November and I am working at a beer store. We have two events that we're doing. Three events really, because we're doing the door decorating with you, Heidi.
Woohoo.
Yeah, and that's going to be amazing. Super excited about that. So that like this beer store artists come together, do this thing. We're doing the Taco Tiptoe, which is on Tuesday.
Heck yeah.
I can't even say all those. So many. And they were doing that with the Frisky Whisk, and they're doing an ice cream taco with Mass Landing.
So frisky.
So frisky. And then on Monday, we're doing this collaboration event with Print Bookstore, Pine State nice. Beverage, and the beer store.
Yeah.
And we're putting on this epic beer collaboration that is Foul Mouth, Wiggly Bridge, Blue Ox, us, the beer store, and we're hoping to get some coffee in there too.
Nice.
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So like five different types of people, five different types of businesses. And it's just, it's crazy that we're all able to like come together and work together. You're doing our art, right?
I sure am.
So six, there'll be six.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or that. Yeah. So you, your turn. What do you think?
Well, just feeding off of that, like that's something I've talked about already in several interviews and just with people is how Maine in general, even outside the beer community, is such a community. It's super close-knit, and there's a lot of people that have been here all their lives and a lot of friendships that go back really far. So just sort of the overlap of creativity. And
yeah, I was going to say, Barreled Souls, I think Chris and Matt are celebrating, like, what, 20-something years of a friendship?
That's so sweet.
I know, it's crazy that, like, that's the
happy
event.
Friendship, guys.
Yeah, completely hear you.
Yeah, no, there's just so much intertwining, and it's like a big dance, and it's great. And everyone's super supportive. I can't really think of an instance in which there's always going to be some bit of competition just because of business. You know, you have to maintain, you know, you have to stay above water. But around here, it's not hard because everyone's promoting each other and helping each other. And it ups the ante for the next brewery, too. Like, everybody wants to be as good as their friends, meaning the other brewery. And so does the dog.
And the dog does too. And he wants to be in on it as well. Yeah, I think that I think you're absolutely right. Healthy competition is always good. You know, really good friendships you make
Although,
make you feel your best self.
It could be a bunch of frenemies and I just have it all backwards. I don't think so.
I think there's a few instances, but not many.
We won't go into that.
Yeah. I think there's very few.
It's all speculation anyway.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I think it's wonderful. So one of the last times that we were together out in the field was actually at Foul Mouth, but before that, we were at Summer Session.
Slop Fest. It's also known as Slop Fest.
Summer Session, Slop Fest. Gets a little sloppy. But Summer Session, we were there. Oh, you were actually at Beer Meets Wood, too. Oh my goodness, we just hang out all the time, Heidi.
We do. We do. Crazy. That was a hazy weekend. Even hazier than Summer Session, yes. I must say.
But when we were together at Summer Session, I asked a lot of people why they thought the best beer was in Maine. So we are going to listen to those clips.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kevin Summer, and the best beer is in Maine because we have something for everyone.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Melissa Cox. Maine has the best beer because they have the best people.
Maine's got the best beer just because they got variety.
Wait, no, you gotta say.
Okay, I got you. All right. Hi, my name is Matt, and I'll tell you what, Maine's got the best beer just simply because they got variety. I can walk from brewery to brewery to bar to wherever, and I'll tell you what, you can get like 15 different beers within a mile. It's amazing.
I'm from everywhere, and Maine's got the best beer. Thank you, dear.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Stephanie Dunn with Kennebec River Brewery, and Maine has the best beer because we have the best water.
That's it. It sums it up. Thank you.
What? No, I don't know. That's the one I want to answer.
Okay. Hi, my name is Audrey, and Maine has the best beer because we have the best water in the world, which is one of the prime ingredients, and we have such a skilled task force of creative inventors who are willing to think outside of the box and try something new.
You're wonderful.
And she didn't even say No ums. She did great.
Hi, my name is Philip, and the best beer is in Maine because the craft brewer industry is the strongest anywhere in the world. So there's a lot of variety, and variety is the spice of life.
Do any of you, we've got three people staring at Philip, do any of you have anything to add?
Hi, my name is Jen. I think that the people help make this, and we're all really supportive of craft brewing in Maine, so we like keeping it local, and it's fun having it around. So that helps make it good, too.
Mom, Dad?
Dad, yeah, I don't drink beer, so I'm just here.
You have a beer in your hand.
I'm here for the extra glass. I'm here to help, and I drive.
While we're establishing relationships.
Jen is my lover in the nighttime.
I'm sure Mom and Dad are so happy to hear that.
She's my wife, so.
Dad?
Best beer is in Maine because I'm here enjoying it.
Charlie Pazian does a book on home brewing, and his whole thing is like, the best beer is the one in my hand. And he's actually here today. So, nice. Yeah, so you and him would get along really
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
Well, cheers.
My name is Mike, and Maine has the best beer because it has the best people.
Maine has the best beer because Maine is a very unique place, so we have very unique beers.
Can you say hi? My name is...
Hi, my name is Jared Philippon.
Maine has the best beer because...
Maine has the best beer because our water comes from very fresh sources.
Hi, my name is Chris. We have the best beer in Maine because we have the best brewers, we have the best raw materials, and we have the best connoisseurs of beer in the nation.
It's a lifestyle.
Really? Beer's a lifestyle?
I think it's a lifestyle. I agree. Why does Maine have the best beers?
Because we got nothing else to do besides drink.
At least 17 months of the year.
That's true. 17 out of 12. It's a fact. You can't do anything besides drink.
Thanks.
So, one final thank you, Heidi. Thank you so much for jumping on for this second season. Season one was like 100 episodes, and season two is 10.
Thank you. Right? It's been fun.
It's been good. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I love this podcast so very much. I really do. And this is not goodbye at all. This is see you later. And we will see you in the new year. Make sure you all go to greatbeeradventure.com/podcast to check out, for now, until we get back, Justin's last set of show notes. I can't wait to see what he has to write about this one. He always has something fun.
Come on, mommy, let's go play.
I won't.
Mama, go!
Well, I've got to go, guys. I will see you all in the new year. Cheers.
Hasta luego.
Adios, amigos.